time to cast off on a new adventure. This is Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Habgood.
For BF Goodrich, celebrating 150 years.
Hello and welcome to Real Adventures for BF Goodrich to celebrate the 150th anniversary of BF Goodrich. Get up to $150 cash back when you purchase four or more passenger or SUV tyres. Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Habgood joining you this morning to talk all things fishing, boating and the great outdoors.
Good morning, Patrick. And I think Paul Gill and all the managers and anyone that plays a role in any AFL team right around the country is busiest time of the year. Is now well, in the AFL. It has to be, doesn't it?
You're 100% right. Most people think once the season finishes, it's like, oh, God, at least you can have a few months off now. Well, busy year with COVID and how everything's been. If you're in an administration, particularly the footy department side of administration, it's hectic. We've just finished the AFL trade period, as you said, and now we're building up for the AFL draft, and then obviously not long after that is AFLW, the preseason for that started. So it's all happening.
Now, few questions for yourself. Obviously, you have a fair bit to do. You think you run the joint, but...
You've done your research.
I've done my research. A few new rules look like they're going to come into the... Or not look like, they're looking at to be considered for next year's AFL season.
That's the word, considered.
Considered. Yes. Man of the mark, being pushed back an extra five when kicking out from the goal square. Thoughts on that? So that's to try and create, I guess, more scoring opportunities and the likes down the field and stop the congestion down in the forward line as well. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought we were here to talk about fishing, but I
like my AFL. You got me sucked in this year. Let me down.
I'll indulge you for a couple of... Hey, we're not talking about... I'll indulge you for a couple of minutes. We had our AFL competitions committee meeting on Wednesday, our last for the year. So basically, there's a few representatives from every club or most clubs around the country, whether it be CEOs, presidents, head of footy. I sit on it as the president of the PA. And that was certainly one of the things that we discussed. And I must admit, I really like it. One of the important pieces for introduction to rule changes, you know, earlier this year and late last year was obviously how you could walk straight out of the defensive goal square and kick the ball in. And it probably didn't have as big an influence on scoring chains from kick-ins to your offensive end. So taking the ball literally in one flowing play from kick out of fullback to scoring it full forward. So I think this is a potential, and I know people continually complain about stop changing the rules, stop changing the rules. Well, these are implemented to try and make the game more watchable. So we've got to continue to adjust and adapt as a code because the coaching has never been better when it comes to the game. And most coaches are really defense.
I bet they're all defense. Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's a lot of how you win. You restrict the opposition from scoring. So we're trying to...
Which is classified as boring football.
It can be. So what we're trying to do is open that field of play up, make it harder to defend off kick-ins. And I think this is certainly one that could potentially spread the area, make it harder for defenses to lock teams in their defensive half. And hopefully that means more free-flowing footy and higher scores. Because at the end of the day, people want to come in and watch AFL footy.
Jeremy Cameron kick 10.
And they want to see Jezza kick 10. Yeah, he's not a bad addition. What else have you got for me whilst you're on your tangent?
What about interchange? I think they're considering to cap it. I think it was around 60 interchange for each side. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of it. It sits at 90 currently, and we use majority, you know, that bang on every single week. My thing is, you know, current players cop enough flack as it is for missed goals and skills, and it's fatiguing. It would be fatiguing players even more. And I know David King has spoken about this during the week, and I tend to agree with him. Fatiguing players even more isn't going to necessarily, I don't think, open up the play. It may. There's certainly plenty that have the philosophy that it will. I'm a bit of a skeptic on it. We are already asking our players to do a huge amount.
Whether they do or not, two different things.
Well, the argument becomes murky because I don't think we'll head back to 20-minute quarters, which we reduced it to 16.5 this year. I think there's a middle ground there, sort of around the 18 mark, which I think would probably work. So you do need less interchanges because of that. So I think that's you know, that's probably some of the AFL's thinking and where they're sort of slowly pushing this towards. So it will be interesting to see.
I've got one more question for you. I'm going to pull you up there. What? Because we're running out of time. We're going to talk some fishing soon, Pat.
Well,
last question.
This is your problem.
Well, what happens to the players that get delisted? Now, is there some things in play to help assist them after footy, I guess, or to look for local clubs to go play for the likes? Because it's a, let's be honest, there's only a selected amount of players that have a lifespan in the football industry. Now, a lot of them, I think the average is, is it under 2 years or something? 2 or 3 years?
No, the average is about 4 years.
4 years?
Your initial contract is 2 years.
2 years, yep.
That's a good question, though. Like, and this is what's happening at the moment. We've got a whole lot of players coming out of the system, and list sizes will reduce going into next year's competition. So that'll be an adjustment for everyone. And the challenging part is you have teammates that you absolutely love, but the time comes for, you know, the club to go in a different direction. They might not have developed the way that you'd like, or players are retiring. So all of a sudden, yeah, that transition phase is a really big one for players.
Collingwood.
I thought you were actually going to cough.
No.
So you go in a different direction. So as a PA, we have a transition camp basically for our players to sort of open up sort of the doors and show them what's available. And most clubs are having these conversations right throughout the year, particularly the back end of the year, once clubs are sort of, they're finalising their list, and there'll be some that'll be sort of purgatory in the middle. They're not sure where, you know, which way it's going to go. And there's others, you know, have been told, you know, up until even the middle of the year, you look, it's probably not going to go your way come the end of the year. So we're going to help you start to think about work outside and transition along that line. So, you know, footy doesn't last forever. Eventually, you're going to have to take up a different occupation. And that, for a lot of people and a lot of players, is happening now. So no doubt tough, because it's such a great industry to be a part of. But as, you know, for most people, you're not in that one occupation for 40 years. You know, you'll have different jobs throughout your working life, and this is another case of that.
Welcome to our Real Adventures, Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, God. I'm going to be careful with you.